higher is the Lord, which is an up-tempo praise type song.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Man, this whole album, entitled Beverly Crawford Live with Family and Friends is a, it's like me and my husband said, we have worked this album because we put so much work behind it so that we could make it live. We wanted a live album because that's me. That's who I am. That's my element. And I just wanted to give people something, you know, since September 11th, since the war, this is stuff that we go through generally in life. I felt like people needed something of encouragement. They needed their family. They needed their friends. You know, we need Jesus. But there's somebody in your life, and maybe your pastor, your first lady, or a friend on your job, or some family member that is somebody that can love you for who you are. You need family and friends, and that's what this album is all about. So we brought a couple of family and friends along. Shirley Murdock is doing a song with me. Melvin Williams, Bobby Jones, my dad, my daughter is doing a song with me. And we just said, listen, I tell you what, we want to really make this album fun and exciting. And me and my husband even wrote a tune on there. And so this whole album takes you on a journey from higher, as you said, then from the last song, number 11, that tells you, picture in the worship and praise, how long to be in the presence of the Lord. And it just takes you there. And I tell people, when you listen to this album, you may not want to drive because you may have to pull over.
You're right. You know, you mentioned the last song, number 11, Inhabit Your Praise.
Yes.
Beverly, let me tell you.
My God.
Hey, I was riding down the street.
See?
Hey, and when you went with Inhabit, I mean, because that's one of those songs that you might want to take your hands up and praise the Lord.
So
you have to pull over.
That's right.
I can see the growth on this project with you, Beverly.
Thanks.
And you can feel the anointing on the project. Talking about songs like In Your Arms. Tell us about that, would you?
That In Your Arms is a ballad. And it's just me and the piano and strings. And I tell people, you know, like family and friends, every now and then you be around everybody. Then after a while you have to kind of feel away, go in your room in your little secret closet. Or maybe you're going through a battle and you just need somebody to hold you. You have no one to hold you, nobody to hold your hand, nobody to lean on. But when you put this song in, it talks about in the hustle and the bustle of the busy road of life. I'm so glad that I finally found a place where I could go. And that's In Your Arms. It's where I know I always find you. Oh my God, it just talks about being in the arms of Jesus. And it takes you there to the throne room. It takes you to that place to let you know that you're not alone, even though you may feel alone, but you're not alone. When you get through this song, you either going to be on the floor, you're going to be crying, or you're going to just feel like some big arms have come and hugged you to let you know that there is hope, that there is a God, that things are not over yet, that God got your back.
Now, there's another song called Miracle. Tell us about that.
Hey, I tell people, please do not drive when you're playing Miracle. Because I'm telling you, I'm serious, you will just have to listen for your call. Because Miracle is a fast song. It takes you to church. I'm going to tell you how somebody described it. One person described it as the whiz, you know, when the lady sings Don't Give Me No Bad News and they start jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my husband described it as one of those Blues Brothers on that movie where they was doing flips and running all down the church aisle and they was beating tambourines and jumping and shouting.
Uh-huh.
That's this type of song. It takes you straight to church. I tell them, if you need a good bump, put this track, put that out, that song in Miracle. And my sisters and brothers are on there singing that with me. Man, we had some church.
Hey, I'm telling you, on this project, you can tell you had church, you had a good time.
Oh, God, we had a good time. And it has definitely been a blessing to us, and we're definitely excited about it.
Beverly, let me ask you about a couple of people.
Uh-huh.
Like Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Yes.
How was it working with Bishop T.D. Jakes? How is it with Bishop T.D. Jakes?
Well, you know, Bishop is a blessed man, and you don't have the words to say how awesome he is. And not only as that I know him as a man of God, but as my pastor too. just an awesome man of God. When you think that you have heard the word, he comes back. You go sit in the service on a Wednesday night. You were like, wait a minute. How did he get that? Where did he get that word from? He just blew us away on the other one this Sunday, you know. Just powerful. God has definitely anointed this man of God. And it's been a great blessing working with him. I've been in the plays, Woman Out Loose, and then he signed this joint venture with EMI Records, with his record company, Dick Security Sound. And God is really blessed to put his seal on everything. And we just grateful to God for everything that he's done.
Definitely for a woman who has never been to the Woman Out Loose conferences, how would you explain that?
Oh my God. If you have never gone, you need to go. It's just like somebody going to the Holy Land. You know, I've been to the Holy Land, I've been to Israel, and I tell people, if you can go there one time in your life, you need to go. That's just how powerful it is. It's, like, it's a life-changing experience.
It definitely
is. It's a life-changing experience, I tell anybody. When you walk in there, you will never leave the same. It's something that is so hard to explain because it's so powerful and so anointed, and you're so blessed and delivered and set free.